I was convinced to go to the emergency room that day, and after about 8 hours, they came back and said, you have a grade 4 diffuse astrocytoma brain cancer. It's very, very aggressive, and you have approximately a 1% chance to still be alive in 8 months. And then at the 4-month mark, the neurosurgeon oncologist looked at my brain MRI and said, there's no sign of cancer.
Right now, if you are struggling with sickness in your body, that he will hardwire you with a supernatural gift of faith, that you will find yourself living in excited supernatural expectation of your healing to manifest in your body.
And I felt like the Lord whispered, he said, son, it's not unto death, but it's so that I could be glorified. I'm giving you a brand new harvest field of cancer patients. I want you to inspire them, give them hope, and let them know that cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence.
As you know, I am passionate about holistic, faith-filled healing, and I want to share something that's really exciting. My friend, Dr. Pete Sulak, was diagnosed with aggressive stage 4 brain cancer. He was given just a 1% chance to live. After surgery to remove the tumor, he followed a healing protocol that God gave him. And within 90 days, he was completely cancer-free. No chemo, no radiation, just radical faith and practical wisdom. That same protocol has now become a beautiful, personalized program designed to restore your energy, detox gently, and support your body's healing journey through tailored nutrition and lab work. And I believe in it deeply. So I'm partnering with Dr. Pete because I've seen the fruit. It's an investment. And Dr. Pete has kindly offered to provide a discount for anyone coming through our ministry. So if this is something that you need, I encourage you, take a look at lizwright.org/wellness, because it might just be the breakthrough that you've been praying for. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, thank you for tuning in for what's going to be an extraordinary conversation today that's full of hope. So I am really, really excited about this episode, because I just am so thankful to Jesus for the testimony that you are about to hear about. So my special guest joining me for today's conversation, he is a global advocate for wellness. He's a respected authority internationally in the area of functional medicine and stress resilience. He's an international author. He's founder and CEO of a company called Redeem Essentials, which is, again, supporting people naturally in their wellness journey towards optimum health. And he's the founder of Matthew 10 Ministries, which works to set people free from families free, really, from generational slavery. It's my honor to welcome into the conversation with me today, Dr. Pete Sulak.
Dr. Pete, welcome. Thank you so much, Liz. It's truly an honor to be with you. It really, really is. Yeah.
Thank you. It's so good to have you back, especially because of the journey that you have had since last November. Okay, so for those watching around the world that are not aware of what's happened to you, you were diagnosed with aggressive brain cancer last November, if I'm right. Can we start there? What happened to you?
Yeah, you know, November 25th, the Monday of Thanksgiving here in America, my brother convinced me to go to the emergency room. I had thought I had maybe had a mini stroke. I told my staff that morning that, hey, something's a little bit off. My staff didn't have any idea. But I said, I'm going to take a step back, and it's an opportunity for you to take a step forward. But I was convinced to go to the emergency room that day. And after about 8 hours, they came back and said, you have a grade 4 diffuse astrocytoma brain cancer. It's very, very aggressive, and you have approximately a 1% chance to still be alive in 8 months. And so that kind of rocks your world. But it's incredible because God just bestowed a supernatural peace, not just for me, but for my family and for those around us. And so I've been on a journey. I had surgery December 11th. They thought they removed about 90% of a tennis ball sized tumor of a 10-inch scar here. They left what was affecting speech and motor control because they didn't know if I would come out of that surgery, being able to walk, being able to talk. They really didn't know. And then at the 4 month mark, the neurosurgeon oncologist looked at my brain MRI and said, there's no sign of cancer. I just had an MRI about a month ago. So I'm about 10 and a half months out from when I was first diagnosed. And they said, there's no sign of cancer. The doctors couldn't believe it. And then I just had a CT scan the other day, a brain CT scan, and they said, it's normal. My blood work is perfect. It's just honestly the grace of God. And God is an all-powerful, miracle-working God. I haven't ever shared publicly that I'd never felt peace with chemo or radiation and standard of care. I did have surgery, and I did go to Immunocene Cancer Center in Cancun, where they took the tumor and mixed it with my own plasma and gave me 3 shots, which create dendritic cells to go and scavenge the body for any remaining tumor growth and future tumor growth. And other than that, I just went all in on a personalized diet. I ran blood work on myself to determine what supplements. I actually compounded supplements. I created a meal plan based on, I work with a nutritionist, and it's simply the goodness of God. I really feel like the mercies and the kindness of God have kissed my life.
Yeah. It's amazing that immediately you felt his peace. Yeah. Like immediately you knew he was right there with you in the midst of this and gave you that peace that's impossible to have in those circumstances, right?
Yeah. And that's why I feel like faith isn't something you can muster up. Faith is an impartation from a living God that says, it is so. Where instantly God graces us with his perspective, in with his word and his promises, which are yes and amen, and the truth and the reality of who we are as children of God, in the midst of the circumstances of life. And, you know, it's interesting because right when I came out of the doctor's office, kind of with the weightiness of what was going on, I felt like the Lord whispered to me, he said, son, it's not unto death, but it's so that I could be glorified. I'm giving you a brand new harvest field of cancer patients. I want you to inspire them, give them hope, and let them know that cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence. Cancer is not the name above every name. I am the name above every name, and earn your right to share me with the world. And I pray that we're doing that effectively right now. And just empowering people that just to establish the body in such a way that cancer is just no longer hospitable in the body.
Yeah. There's nothing impossible for him. Yeah. Just nothing. I know. I wanted to ask you as well, because at the time when we found out, of course, we began to pray for you immediately. We began to pray for your family. And I was thinking about, like, you've walked thousands of people through critical illness and towards optimum recovery and wellness. And I thought, how did you, and I'm really asking you this question to help other people too, that may have been overwhelmed with a diagnosis, you know, because there's lots of people around the world are not well, you know, right now, you know, people that are watching the show, because we get emails in from lots of you guys, and we know, you know, we need help in this area. So my question really was, how did you and your family process the information to begin with and begin to set yourself on a course?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And it's a question I get asked a lot.
Is it?
The first people I actually called other than my family were Dr. Josh Axe, whose wife and my wife are first cousins. So that's very convenient. Yeah. And then Jordan Rubin, who many people know watching this, is one of my best friends. I've been around the world with him. We've written books together. We have a book coming out on healing prayers for cancer in June of this next year. And so I had the privilege of reaching out to them. And between the three of us, we created a game plan that says, okay, we're going to approach this. And we're going to, with 5 key pillars of diet, supplementation, detoxification, oxygenation, and faith. Faith being the critical capstone to hold it all together. And because of that, I was encouraged to become my own patient. And I had created a program for my wife probably 5 years ago. And my wife came to me. Now, my wife at the time had the cleanest diet of anyone I knew. She was gluten-free, dairy-free, eating organic, taking supplements, working out, beautiful, mid-40s, but she was exhausted. She had digestive issues and hormonal imbalances. And so at the time, I reached out to a number of functional medicine practitioners and found that most of them did not do functional blood work. And those that did give everyone the same supplements, and they're great supplements, but everyone got the same. There's no real personalization and no real meal plan. My wife just said, hey, no offense, but I'm tired of living this way. I'm doing all the things that everyone suggests, but it's not working. And so that decided to really do due diligence and really begin to look underneath the hood and say, okay, what are the tests I want to run for my wife? A food sensitivity test, because even though she was the cleanest eater I knew, I wanted to make sure we weren't adding insult to injury by her incorporating healthy foods that weren't healthy for her. And that was so important because when you look at cancer now, hindsight, obviously, looking at cancer feeds on sugar. It needs inflammation and it needs a lack of oxygen. And so, many people have a no sugar diet, yet the healthy foods they're incorporating are creating an inflammatory response that creates a breeding ground for cancer. I did a DNA test to determine if she had any DNA variations or mutations that would simply inhibit the body's ability to take raw material and food and convert it into a usable form. I did a micronutrient analysis because most people don't realize that when the body is nutrient deficient, it doesn't effectively detoxify itself of parasites, heavy metals, mold, limes, you name it. And so I wanted them to see kind of what her body was doing at a cellular level. And I did a gut test and a homocysteine test. To be completely transparent, I took that information, called my manufacturer of my supplement company. And I said, hey, can you do me a huge favor? Can you take my wife's blood work, put it down your assembly line and fill it with what she's deficient in? And they laughed at me. They said, Dr. B, that doesn't work. They said, no one in America will do that because there's no money in compound supplements. Thankfully, by the grace of God, I found a manufacturer in Canada and they were willing to work with me and actually take her blood work, not only fill it with what she was deficient in, couple it with her DNA mutations, her food sensitivities, and we were able to measure 50 antioxidants against her profile. And I say all that because it literally changed. We created a supplement for her, created a meal plan based on her blood work and set up a nutritionist, and it changed her life. So I started at the time allowing my patients that were coming to me already from around the world with cancer and MS and so forth to utilize this program. And I started getting calls from oncologists saying, hey, we sent a patient to you 4 months ago that 7 years ago was diagnosed with breast cancer, did the conventional treatment, and now it's come back with a vengeance and they've simply refused standard of care. And so we sent her to you, but after the 4 month mark, we convinced her to rerun her blood work and found that all the tumors had shrunk in half and were hollow. She's cancer free. I started hearing reports like this over and over again. So knowing that, hindsight's 2020, being familiar with my wife's changes and patients, I just became my own patient. So the next morning, I ran the same blood work, and simply it's one of the best things that I've possibly done. And it's more about stewardship. God is our healer. He is our Jehovah Rapha. He sends his word and it heals. But most people forget to steward the gift that we've been given. See, we all have callings. There's gifts on all of our lives, having gifts differing according to the grace given to us. But many people have failed to steward the gift. We find identity in the gift, which we're not supposed to do, but we fail to steward it. And so our finances are gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and ministry gifts, relationships are gifts, and our health is a huge gift. And if we fail to steward over it, you know, so stewardship means to honor. And when I honor something, I get to partake in the fruit of that. But when I dishonor something or means I don't steward something properly, I reap the consequences of that poor stewardship. And so when it comes to our health, it's one of the greatest gifts for us to fulfill the call of God in our life. And so for me, it was about stewardship. Okay, Lord, I repent for poor stewardship. Lord, give me wisdom, give me direction, give me discernment, put the right people in my life that are strong where I'm weak, and let's create a game plan so that we can go fight this thing. And, you know, the greatest, you know, the only fight we're really called to fight is the fight of faith. I don't have to fight the devil. The devil's defeated. He's a withering branch come to nothing. God made a public spectacle of the devil. But the good fight of faith, keeping perspective in the midst of this life, in the midst of the circumstances, kind of trying to drown out the truth and reality of who we are, that's really how I approached this journey, and it has been so gracious.
I love that. So the foundation of your recovery was believing him day by day, and then evaluating what the highest level of stewardship of your health looks like and your life collectively. Because I was going to say to you, I remember when I had motor neuron transmission disorder years ago, which Jesus healed me from. I reevaluated my whole life. Because you do, it's such a shock, isn't it? When you're told, I wasn't told you'll have X amount of time to live. I was told you're dying. Then we have no idea how to help you. And that's really, for me, it was a scary moment. In the moment, I was emotionally impacted. But then, of course, you start to dig deep into your relationship with Jesus. It definitely drives you deeper. And then you just go on that journey, don't you, of faith being the foundation and then reevaluating everything, looking at, so obviously, because you are a world expert in the area of stress, like resilience. So did you literally do an inventory of your health and your life collectively?
Yeah. And I felt like I didn't have the time, or I couldn't afford to guess or wait. And so that's why I wanted to know all the information. And I wanted to make sure that, okay, when it comes to my blood work, when it comes to foods, when it comes to nutrient deficiencies, DNA, antioxidants, I wanted to have all the information, because then wisdom knows how to rightly apply that information. Wisdom allows me to navigate that journey. Unfortunately, there's tons and tons of information and knowledge that we can get, but wisdom rightly applies that. And many people lack the wisdom or the discernment. And God is wisdom, and he's the one that gives us discernment. So by surrendering our lives to him, continue to come into his presence, he's just so gracious to begin to speak. You know, his children hear his voice, and that still small voice that leads me in the path that I should go. He leads us beside still waters where there's rest for us. And my encouragement for anybody going through any journey in life is be led by his peace that passes all understanding, like you talked about, because that peace is where we find God. And when you're yoked or burdened by this life, then my encouragement is just be still, take a step back. Come boldly into the throne of grace to attain grace and mercy and help in a time of need. Get his perspective again, and then let him lead you by his peace.
Yeah, I love that. It's a real wake-up call and a reset moment, isn't it? Because you're forced. There's no choice. It's like, okay, I have to come higher in my knowledge of him, my capacity to trust him, my wisdom, like you said, for stewardship. So I was going to ask you as well, because people are sick all over the place, right? And it seems to be with cancer, honestly, personally, I've never known so many people suffering with it.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Because obviously you've worked with thousands of patients over the years. What do you think is causing the increase collectively? Because obviously then you're then looking at a protocol that moves in the opposite spirit, so to speak, right? You are, that causes this. These are the contributory factors. Therefore, we're now going to apply this wisdom that will eradicate that. So, really, what do you think is causing it?
You know, I think the enemy has a great way of dispersing fear in our culture.
Yeah.
And when people think of cancer, they instantly think death sentence. They instantly, whether they will tell you that, but it's the name above every name. And so the things that I fear, I do not have authority over. And so Jesus, he's our Jehovah Rapha, he's our healer, he sends his word and it heals. But it's not just knowing that intellectually, I have to know it deep down in my spirit with being fully convinced in my heart of hearts that he's my healer. Because everyone will tell you that, oh yeah, Jesus heals, and they know it intellectually, but they've never gone through the fire and actually known it personally. And it's when we know something, the truth of his word personally, that it brings rest. So many people are walking around and saying, oh, God's my healer, but they're yoked and burdened by the circumstances of life. And so really they're faithless. And that's not a condemning word from the Lord. It's just, it's a wake-up call that says, you know, the Bible says we get to walk by faith, not by sight, not by what we see, not by what we hear, not by what we perceive. We walk according to the word of God, but so many people it's just an intellectual understanding rather than a deep-rooted conviction. And when the word of God becomes a conviction of my heart, it brings rest, it brings liberty, it brings freedom. And that's why, you know, it's an impartation through intimacy from the living God to walk this out, to walk by faith and not by sight, because it's not something you can muster up. Faith isn't something you can muster up. It is an impartation through intimacy, through the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of his wings, where his power is hidden. And that's where he ignites this faith and this conviction so that we can walk out this journey. And without that, unfortunately, it's hard. You can't win. Yeah. There's, you know, it's without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without his perspective, without being fully convinced of truth and the word of God and his promises, it just doesn't work. And unfortunately, many people in the body of Christ have become very impotent to experience heaven on earth, because we've lost perspective and this natural world has become our reality rather than the word of God. The word of God has to become our reality. If we're going to take our rightful place as children of God, the earth and the rocks cry out for the revealing of the sons of man. It's time that we take our rightful place. And I pray that my life can just be a small glimmer of hope for others that are going through chronic illness, through cancer, that cancer does not have to be a death sentence, but that with God, all things are possible, and be it unto me according to the word of the Lord.
Yeah, that is the most important piece, isn't it? It's to come out of the stress and the overwhelm that creates such toxic biochemistry within our system if left unchecked and going, you know, that continues by coming into that privileged place that we can live from now, which is his presence within us, and living in rest, which resets us, right? I mean, you know more than most of us what's actually going on biochemically inside of us as a response to being in the presence of the one who is peace, who is shalom, right? Who brings wholeness.
And if the enemy can breed fear into us, it's an emotional trigger, right? Which basically activates the emotional stress response, basically tightens up the hippocampus, the learning and the memory center. We become irrational beings rather than rational beings. And so that's a dangerous place to be, because it creates a vulnerability. And if you look at cancer research right now, 90% of cancers have an emotional trigger. And so, and fear is the emotional, kind of the paramount trump card when it comes to emotional stress. And so we have to make sure we get our mind renewed in the word of God, make sure that we meditate on it day in and day out to know who we are as children of God, that he's our healer, that he's our Jehovah Rapha, that my life is of great worth, value, and significance in the eyes of God. And no weapon formed against us can prosper. No evil can befall us. And what the enemy tries to use for harm, God's going to flip it around and cause him to flee divided in seven. I really, truly believe that with the conviction of my heart. And I feel like that piece is missing in medicine and in healthcare, just the perspective of heaven.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. It's the game changer, isn't it? Yeah. And then I love the fact that you developed a protocol that is where there are pillars that are the components. So you obviously have the spiritual, the emotional, the psychological elements to it. So we're renewing our mind, you know, with the word of God. We're living in peace. Whew, wow, I felt the presence of God then. Wow. And then, of course, you have the practical application of food, of detoxifying your body with the right foods, just on a practical level. So we sit at, those of you out there, I'm asking these questions, you know, really, it's like, how do we begin to reset ourselves immediately? You know, obviously, prioritizing the word of God, prioritizing the presence of God to begin to dissolve anxiety internally. So then how do we begin to remove things that are toxic for our bodies and feed cancer? Can you give us a little bit of practical guidance there?
Yeah, you know, there's so many practical ways, especially with the five pillars. And I talk about all this, like if anyone follows, I have an Instagram channel and a Facebook channel at Dr. Pete Sulak. And really, it's just my journey. And so I invite you into my journey of really overcoming cancer and living by faith. And then anyone that puts protocol in any one of the comments will get my 87-page free resilience protocol. It's free for everybody. You can download and follow your things. But in there, I talk about mm-hmm. the five pillars of diet, making sure that's personalized, supplementation, making sure those are personalized, detoxification. And detoxification, just anything that we can do to just support our five main detoxifying organs of our kidneys, our liver, our digestive system, our skin, and our lungs. And when my body is nutrient deficient, remember, my body won't detoxify itself effectively. And then there's other things that we can do, like castor oil. Castor oil packs on the liver. There's things like coffee enemas that are proven very, very beneficial. Max Gerson and his research validated just how effective it was for just detoxifying the liver. There's other things like hydration, making sure you're getting, you know, proper hydration each day. Hydrogen water is very, very effective. And there's binders and so forth are great ways to detoxify the body. Also, oxygenation. And so there's therapies like hyperbaric oxygen therapy. There's high dose vitamin C, there's PEMF, and there's different things that you can incorporate in cheap things like hydrogen water and so forth to really just begin to support the internal train of the body and make it inhospitable to cancer.
Okay. So what I wanted to ask you now, Dr. Pete, really is this far into the journey, what is most important for you now? Because obviously you've reevaluated your life. You've obviously made lots of changes. What matters to you most now?
To be honest with you, empowering a generation of those dealing with chronic illness and cancer to finish well and to empower them with the wisdom and the understanding to know that cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence. The things that have ailed them and the chronic illnesses don't have to be the end of the story. That we serve an all-powerful, miracle-working God, and to fulfill that, we would empower the body of Christ to fulfill the call of God in their life, to steward well. So many people in the body of Christ right now are not finishing well because they have not stewarded this incredible gift, which is the temple of God, and they've not stewarded it well. And unfortunately, when I don't steward it, like we said before, we dishonor it and we reap the consequences. And so to empower a generation to steward well the temple of God, to fulfill the call of God in their life, to finish well, and to know that cancer and chronic illness doesn't have to be a death sentence. Jesus is the name above every name. And at the name of Jesus, we can walk out the call of God in our life.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what the Lord wants for us. He wants us in optimum health, doesn't he? He wants us living in wisdom, and he wants us living in peace and rest and understanding, like we've talked about, how to steward our bodies. He wants us to understand nutrition. He wants us to live, you know, in his design for our life. Oh my gosh, I could talk to you for hours. Okay, I know a lot of people that are watching will want to be able to get hold of your protocols and to look at the information, that the education, become educated themselves that you're providing for us from all of your years of experience. So how do they find you? What's the easiest way?
The easiest way is just on Facebook or Instagram, Dr. Pete Sulak, DrPeteSulack. They can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. And then if they type protocol in any one of the comments on any one of my videos, they will be led to their messages where they can download a free 87-page protocol that has the pillars that we've really approached this journey on. It has biblical principles. It has the modalities I use, the supplements I use. Everything that I've personally done and use on this journey, they can access it very, very simply right there, typing protocol in the comments of any one of the videos by following me on social media.
So brilliant. Thank you for providing that for us, you know, because you really are giving us our power back. And like you said, so that we can fulfill our destinies, we can finish the race brilliantly, you know, not deteriorating and becoming sick and our callings cut short, you know. And so, yeah, thank you for all that you're doing. We have a couple of minutes left. Can I just ask you, would you pray for people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually feel like the Lord has used my life to punk the devil. That is a divine setup, that the things that were prophesied years and years ago are now coming to pass. Never assuming I'd have to go through a terminal brain cancer diagnosis to walk out the call of God in my life. But it's the greatest gift I've ever been given, other than my salvation and my family, is this diagnosis. I feel like it's just, it created a conviction in me and a brand new platform to empower a generation to get healthy. But for those of you that are watching today, and those of you that don't have hope, I want you to know that God is for you and not against you. He is an ever-present help in a time of need. He leads you beside still waters where there's rest for you. He's your banner protector, your strong tower, your El Shaddai, your God of more than enough, and He wants to be your healer. So Heavenly Father, I come before you now, Lord, and I just thank you for everyone that's watching today. I thank Heavenly Father that you who began a good work in them will bring it to completion for the glory of God. It asks that you'd be magnified in their wholeness, body, soul, and spirit. And Lord, I thank you that no weapon formed against them can prosper. No evil can befall them. I take authority right now, you false spirits of infirmity, you false spirits of pain, you false spirits that have come against you. Just, Lord, your sons and daughters, I bind those spirits now and render them powerless in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for healing virtue being loosed upon each and every one that's watching. Let the resurrection power, life, the dunamis dynamite, miracle-working power of God be loosed upon them now for your glory. I command every lying symptom to bow with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed, Lord, that they would walk in divine health, that, Lord, that you would reach them where they're at, encourage them, give them hope for tomorrow. And, Lord, I just ask that you would bless them and bless them indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Amen. We agree. We agree. And I just add to that, that the Lord right now, if you are struggling with sickness in your body, that He will hardwire you with a supernatural gift of faith, that you will find yourself living in excited supernatural expectation of your healing to manifest in your body, and you become a living epistle of hope, just like Dr. Peters, for the world around you. Amen. Amen. Dr. Pete, thank you so much for giving us your precious time, and I am absolutely celebrating for this incredible miracle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys too for joining us and giving us your precious time. Have the most glorious week. And we are believing for those of you who need miracles to have a miracle experience today and during the course of this week. Amen. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.